For you were a sheep going astray, but now you are converted to the shepherd and bishop of your souls. Words, my friends in Christ, taken from today's gospel for Good Shepherd Sunday. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So, what is the solution? That's a question that we faithful Catholics ask ourselves time and time again as the society, the culture, and the morality around us fracture and spiral downwards at an ever greater speed. How do we protect our families, those we love, and indeed ourselves, from the poisonous influences that swirl around us as we try to make our way in the world and go about our business being faithful to God? In the proverbial old days, which I remember, we looked to the bishops and the Pope for direction. But since Vatican II, the shepherds have turned into wolves themselves and have cut a deal with modern man, winking at or blessing his evil works. But for our part, how do we keep from becoming as sheep going astray? First of all, you have to understand what the problem is. That society has undergone a revolution, a corruption of faith and morals through what we could call mass culture, the popular culture around us. There's a Marxist philosopher in the early 20th century named Antonio Gramsci, and he talked about the effect of culture on how people think and how people act. He talked about what he called a cultural hegemony. A cultural hegemony. Now, that's a 25-cent word for this idea, that a relatively small intellectual class with radical ideas manipulates a larger society's culture to transform the society and to benefit itself. And he advocated, as a Marxist, trying gradually to seize this cultural domination of society to bring about a gradual revolution. Does it sound like it succeeded? You just have to watch television news, follow popular films, read the papers, get immersed in social media, or in the academy, listen to your university professors to see what kind of values our would-be masters seek to impose upon us. This phenomenon is so powerful that it is easy for a Catholic to begin unwittingly to start swimming with the current. One contemporary writer describes this force of mass culture as liquid modernity. He compares it to a wave. There's this constant change that's brought about by capitalism, predatory capitalism, and ever-evolving technology. Indeed, you're about to look at the billionaire technology capitalists who run Google, Facebook, Apple, Microsoft, and the rest to realize the clout and the domination that these people have over mass society and culture. So, what's the solution? Is it perhaps to go off the grid, to head for the sticks, and form our own little Amish-like communities, but only Catholic Amish? One writer currently popular says this is exactly what we should do. But reading a description of one of these supposed ideal communities gave me a very creepy feeling. It seemed like a separatist cult and we already have enough separatist cults already. It also reminded me very much of what I experienced many years ago at the St. Pius X Center in St. Mary's, Kansas. It struck me, even in the late 1970s, as a weird and a sort of a cult-like place, turned in on itself. So one would go and isolate oneself there in the middle of the Kansas prairie. So if going off the grid isn't a solution, well, what else? Over the years, I've heard about other tangents and obsessions. I've seen many trads acknowledge the problem, but then they lose their way by going off on some tangent or obsession to find a solution. So some people go off on the issue of Jews or the question of race, so-called race issue. Or for solutions, when I was a young priest, one solution was seen to be the John Birch Society. Another was standard American party politics, especially the Republican Party. But all these ultimately are distractions. And you have to remember one thing. Only the church has the answer. There is one guiding principle that you must follow, that you look at everything around you, everything, through the prism of the Catholic faith. Let's hear that again. You look upon everything around you through the prism of the Catholic faith. By everything, I mean everything. That something is true or false. Something is good or bad. Something is valuable or worthless. Solely according to the standards that God has revealed and His church have taught. These are the principles according to which you must judge and act. What does the church teach? Your starting point, obviously, has to be a knowledge of the faith. You have to know what the church teaches. I tell converts that you can never learn enough about the Catholic faith. There are so many wonderful things to learn about the church's dogmas, her doctrine, the practical advice that she gives about her history, about her worship, and so on. Even someone like myself, who's been a priest for 40 years now and a seminary professor, I mean, there's hardly a week that goes by where I don't learn something new about the Catholic faith. And that's how it's supposed to be for all of you. For all of you, you have to have this curiosity, And if there's some disaster, some horror in the news, how do you judge that? You judge it through the eyes of the Catholic faith. So you start with your knowledge when you make your judgment, and then you put your faith into action. Those of you fortunate enough to live here in this area have no need to move out to the sticks. You have everything, in effect, that you need to nourish your Catholic life here in a regular Catholic parish. There are many souls throughout the world who view our masses on the internet who would envy you all the wonderful opportunities that you have here at St. Gertrude for extra masses, confessions, devotions, and other church activities. So you put your faith into action by simply using the means available to you here, that you are a real practicing Christian. That the question of Sunday and Holy Day Mass, that's something that's non-negotiable for you. That it should be inconceivable for a Catholic to take a cavalier attitude toward getting to Sunday Mass. Or the reception of the sacrament of penance, something that should be regular and not just occasional, and you have many opportunities for that here. The daily masses, the extra religious services, the formation of your children in the Catholic faith, that has to be more than just catechism classes. That you as a parent must know the Catholic faith and reinforce it with your children. There's volunteer work that you could do at church. Prayers as a family, grace before and after meals. Private prayer, reading, fast and abstinence. So all of these things form your life as a Christian. And they inoculate you through the graces you receive against the poisons of the mass culture in which we have to swim, unfortunately. Pre-Vatican II, Catholics created a vast network of parallel institutions which allowed them to engage with modern culture, something they did very effectively and very successfully. And I can guarantee you that if the mess of Vatican II had not happened and destroyed the Catholic faith and Catholic morality in the hearts of so many, there would be no abortion in America. There would be no unnatural marriage in America. These things would have been impossible, because Catholics would have stood up and with one voice opposed them. That is what opposition to this can achieve. Failing those institutions, though, you have to make the church and Christian family life the center of your lives. And you will be successful in resisting the allures of our debased mass culture to the extent that you understand and ever deepen your knowledge of the Catholic faith and put it into practice in your own lives. I am a baby boomer. I am from the hippie generation, despite my short haircut, I suppose. This was the age of revolt and of revolution. There was all this talk about the counterculture. Well, the counterculture has become the dominant mass culture now. And we, as faithful Catholics, must be the countercultural ones and revolt against it. If you're a teenager and you want to revolt, revolt against the modern culture around you. That should be the object of your contempt. The revolution of those years has become the dominant culture that washes over us now, this liquid modernity. But if you look at the history of the church, you'll see that Christians always, to a certain extent, because of their opposition to the values of the world, have been the counterculture. Continue to try to be that. While all around us men go astray, we resolve to remain converted to the shepherd of our souls. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.